Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today, the opening prayer for the liturgy says this. And remember, I'm reading the prayer, but we're asked every day, especially if we can come to the liturgy daily, but many of us are not able to do that. Take an opportunity to unite yourself with the opening prayer of the liturgy. Pray it wherever you are, because you're uniting yourself with Catholics all over the world who are praying the same prayer. God hears every word of every prayer we pray. God hears you. He doesn't hear millions of voices praying it. He hears each one of us. He's alert to each one of us. Are we just saying the words? Are we just mouthing the words? Or do we mean what we pray? The prayer is this: God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name. Put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. We believe that by deepening our sense of reverence, and that's a grace that comes from God, but we ask him for it. You may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. I know that I told this story somewhere in the last year, but I was very, very struck many times by the different opening prayer. That's the collect, when we collect, so to speak, all our prayers into one. There are many references to loving God's name, loving the name of Jesus, understanding the power and the love of that name, Jesus, our Savior, speaking it with reverence, honoring that name. And I was thinking about that one day while I was standing in a customs line going into another country. And as I was standing in line, the line next to me and everyone around me was speaking English. In the line next to me, there was a man who was taking the name of the Lord in vain quite a bit. And it hurt. It hurt me because I thought, it's his name, the one who died for you, the one who died for me, the one who loves me infinitely as I long to be loved and think that I can't be loved. I'm loved, infinitely loved by the Son of God, Jesus the Christ. And I'm thinking these things as I'm listening to him, peppering his speech with the name of Jesus. And finally, I am hoping that it was God's grace that did this. I'm hoping that it had an effect, and a good effect. But I just stepped out of line and I walked over and I said, "You are using the name of the one I love most in the world. Would you be careful how you use it?" And I turned around and went back to I said it very quietly, but the people with whom he was speaking would have heard me. There was a lot of silence from that moment on, but I wasn't uncomfortable. I felt like I had done what God wanted me to do, and I prayed that that word, what I had said, would find a place in his heart, that it would touch him. Not that I was chastising, not that I was looking down, but I was correcting. I wasn't looking down on him, but I was correcting him. Sometimes we get into habits and patterns of speech and we don't even think anymore what we're doing. And that could have been his situation. I don't know that. Only God knows his intent. Brothers and sisters, let's pray today that God would put into our hearts the love of his name, the love of his name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. And we pray this through our Lord Jesus Christ. Every prayer we make to the Father is through Jesus. He is our mediator. Think about these things. Let them impact your thinking. Let them impact your prayer. And it will impact your life. First reading today is taken from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 1 to 6 and 9 to 11. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief at night. When people are saying peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. Are you? Are you walking in the light? Do you repent of your sin? We're not sinless, but do we repent of our sin? Do we seek by God's grace to do better? Or do we just ignore? Do we just have habits and patterns of speech and of action that we pay no attention to, but are actually offensive to God? Brothers and sisters, Paul is very clear here. The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. For us as a whole people and for us individually. Are we ready? Paul says, you brothers and sisters are not in darkness for the day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Not the darkness of sin. We recognize it. We repent of it. That causes us to walk more and more in the light. Asking God for grace to avoid that sin, that occasion of sin. Turning to Him for strength and for wisdom and for help. That's walking in the light. Therefore, Paul says, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. For God did not destine us for wrath, but to gain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do. Whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Let us stay alert and sober. God does not want us to die an eternal death in hell. He wants us to gain salvation, and how do we gain it? Through the name that is above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's Paul. That's St. Paul. Let's make those words our own. Let's ask God to put His name right as the guard over our speech. Over our minds, over our hearts, over our bodies. It is in His name that we are saved, His name above all other names, His name most precious. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Is He your refuge? Of whom should I be afraid? One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That's why I'm living as I'm living. I seek to walk in the light. I seek to live in the power of the name of Jesus Christ. Do you? Do we? I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Faith tells me that if I live my life in Christ, that if I repent of my sin in an ongoing way, if I seek to do better, then I will walk one day in the land of the living. So wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted. Wait for the Lord. He will always come to us, brothers and sisters, in our needs, always. If we call upon him, if we walk with him, if we talk with him, really, he is the living God who is ever with us. Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 31 to 37. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching because he spoke with authority. He wasn't just mouthing words like the Pharisees. They were just going through every dictate of the law and telling people what they had to do. Here was a man who spoke with authority. He was touching their hearts, their lives. He was touching something deep within them that they didn't even realize. God wants to do that for us. He spoke with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" Who? See, Jesus is there. His teaching is being manifested. People are listening. They're drawn to him. And so the demon speaks up. "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him. Why? Because he was saying the truth, but he is an evil source. And God didn't want him to speak because his motivation, right now he's just trying to gain the interest of the people, but his motivation is to eternally lead you away from God. See, the devil always comes in disguises. And he says, "I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." And the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed. And they said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. God's name, brothers and sisters, has power. When it's spoken with faith and with reverence, the demons inside us, and all of us at times are plagued, aren't we? We're plagued by evil thoughts. We're plagued by evil desires. That's the work of the enemy. And as I've often said to you, just tell him to go to hell, where he belongs. You can do that. He's the one person you could tell to go to hell. "I will not listen to you." See, he seeks to entice. He seeks to make us dissatisfied with something so that he can give us his ideas. And we're oftentimes duped. We're fools. Oftentimes we listen to the thoughts going on in our head or to what someone else is saying, even though we know objectively it's wrong. We listen. Brothers and sisters, it's the name and the power of Jesus. It's the living name of Jesus. And I've known it in my own life that when I'm in difficulty and I call upon his name, he hears me and he will hear you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.